Keith Wagner, head basketball coach, the IKM Inning Wolves, joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on KCIM for our boys basketball preview show. And coach, you guys had a very successful season last year. You're right at over 500, 13-10. I felt like playing your best basketball down the stretch of the year. Beat a couple teams that teams probably wouldn't have thought you would have beat down the stretch of the season last year, and really had a nice run in the Class 1A playoffs. How much do you take away from last year's team going into this year and some areas that can really help you?
Yeah, I you know, we talk about every year we want to play our best basketball after Christmas, where we're really playing well, and we won 6 out of our last 7 games last year. It was almost like an NBA schedule. I'm looking at it from last year, and we played like 6 games in 8 days, and one of them was a Sunday. So really liked the way we finished. We did lose 3 very good seniors in Ross Kuzel, Justin Sigabart, and Lane Sams, who really played well. So we've had the summer to plug new guys in there and give them a chance to compete in summer basketball. And you know, they did a good job. They played really hard. So hopefully we just smooth some things out here early in the season and get started, and we'll see where we need to improve, and hopefully guys step up.
How was the summer off season for you guys? Did you do any open gyms, team camps, stuff like that?
Oh yeah. We meet a couple times a week, and then we played in a couple shootouts and played down in Harlan in the summer league. So we play some games, and then we get them in the gym and primarily work on shooting. Try to get as many shots up as we can, and a little ball handling as well. So those are the two areas. Kids are so busy, and we use a lot of our kids for baseball and football. We don't have the luxury of just sports-specific kids, and they're very busy. So I try not to overkill it, but we want to make sure they're in the gym and the ball is within reach so we get some extra shots up. And we have some guys that really love basketball that even put in extra work and play some AAU basketball too. So, you know, I got a good group of guys and really looking forward to working with them.
If you take a look at last year, you know, whether it was defense, rebounding, shooting, passing, turnovers, where's one area you really want to see this team improve that was kind of maybe not the best the season ago?
You know, I think we have to do a better job of taking care of the ball and ball handling and passing, and I think we need to do a better job rebounding. So I think those are a couple areas. Now, we're not blessed. We don't have 5'6" guys. I don't even know if we have anybody over, you know, Ashton Arnolds is probably 6'2", maybe on a good day. We're not blessed with a bunch of tall, big bruisers like some of the teams we play. We just don't have a lot of size, but Brock Kuzel's a big, thick kid, and he's getting better and better. And we have other guys that will compete really well. But as far as a lot of size, that is not something we're blessed with. So we have to rely on getting good position and making sure it's a team effort, rebounding, and then passing and ball handling. We're getting to the correct spots and angles to make proper passes and entries. So that helps too. So angles are big when you pass and where you pass from. So we'll work on that. Those are a couple areas I'd like to see us do a little bit better job of, you know, and then trying to get to the free throw line a little bit more too. So those are 3 areas where we've talked about in the summer. So hopefully we can do that.
You mentioned your lack of size. Do you think getting out in transition and running is going to be a big part of your offense this season?
Without question, I think we can be a really good team in transition and on the fast break, and hopefully create a few turnovers with our defense that leads to good runouts and easy opportunity on the offensive end. So we're definitely going to try to do that. I think we got some guys who can shoot the ball pretty well too. So we'll try to put them in positions where they can be successful But, yeah, transition is going to be a big part of our offense this year.
You bring back Ben Ramsey, who was your second leading scorer a season ago, over 15 points per game. You throw in Ben Langle, who played a lot of time for you. Brock Kusel, you mentioned earlier. Who are some of the kids that are going to have to step up and really help Ben out in the scoring department for you guys this season?
Well, Isaac Blankman is a junior. I think he's going to have to step up and do some scoring. Wyatt Danner is a sophomore. He's going to have to step up and do some scoring. Ashton Aaronholtz, the junior, he's going to have to step up and do some scoring along with Brock, Ben, and Ben Langle and Ben Ramsey. So it's got to be a collective effort. Jay Starman is a junior kid that's done a good job in football and baseball, and he's really very, very helpful too. So it's got to be a collective effort. Everybody's got to help. Ben's going to get a lot of attention, Ben Ramsey. He's going to have guys real close to him all the time, I would guess. And so we'll have to challenge those other guys, and that they'll have to step up and make some plays for us. And I think they're ready to do that. So, I want to mention Cash Hewen too. He's going to be a senior. He's out along with Ben are two seniors. So they'll have to do a good job leading and do a good job when they're called upon.
You mentioned Ben Ramsey going to see a lot of guys at him, you know, throughout the season, potentially some double teams. He played the point guard a lot for you last year. You thinking about playing him off ball a little bit to kind of get him open through screens and stuff like that?
Yeah, there'll be times when we do that. There'll be times where he'll have the ball in his hands. So it'll be a little bit of both. So I think we'll try to mix and match and get the ball in his hands, and we'll see. I would suspect you might even see some gimmick defense. So we'll prepare for that. Now, there's some teams that won't, but we'll have to do a good job screening for him, and he'll have to do a good job of using screens. And like I said a little while ago, that other guys are going to have to step up because, it's got to be a team effort. We got to have somebody like Justin Sigibart. Last year he shot 39% from three. I mean, if he was open, he made 45 threes for us last year. And most of them in big games. Lane Sams did a great job also shooting the basketball. He made 76 threes. So, 29 threes. So we got to have other guys step up, and we got to do it inside out as well. We can't just rely on threes because some nights that dries up, and you have to get downhill, and you have to get easy baskets in transition and score in the post too. So it's got to be a collective group effort in order to score. And I think Wyatt Danner will be somebody that can score the ball too. So it's going to be everybody's all hands on deck.
We'll take a look at that schedule for you, Keith. You're going to kick the season off on December 3rd. You'll be down at Tri-Center, then you'll follow that up 2 nights later, be on the road at Panorama, and then your two home games after that against Riverside and Logan Magnolia. So really conference heavy to start this season, and you'll see some non-conference opponents throughout the year, Exira EHK. You'll throw in Coon Rapids Baird in there as well as Booyer Valley towards the end of the season. How do you feel the schedule kind of plays out for you guys, and where do you think your kind of strengths are within this schedule?
I told the boys in an open gym this week that, there's really not anybody on our schedule that I would call poor. We have to show up every single night ready to go. There's just not one team. Oh, yeah, back in the day we had a few games where I was, not to sound arrogant, that I was pretty sure we were going to win. You look at a few teams rated. Oh, yeah, we should be fine there. Our schedule is difficult from start to finish. From game one, Tri-Center, Panorama is good. Riverside, we played them this summer. They lost the Jefferson kid, but those kids play hard. Logan Magnolia is going to have a good squad. Audubon's going to be good. Trainer and Underwood are full of athletes. So there's really not one area where that's a little easier stretch. They're all good. We have to worry about ourselves early in the year and making sure we're prepared to play high-quality basketball every night out. And the conference, I think Trainer's obviously the team to beat. Underwood lost a lot, but they have a lot back. I think Tri Center is really going to be good. I think Audubon is going to be real good. And then when I look through the rest of the teams, I'm like, well, they got a couple guys back, and they have a couple guys back. So it's going to be challenging. But, you know, if you're a competitor and you like to compete, this is the schedule for you. So I hope the guys are looking forward to it. I know I am. And you know what? I'll just kind of brag on our league, too, for our league is really good. You look at some of the leagues, they're not quite as good top to bottom, but I think our league top to bottom is fantastic.
Keith, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.